This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Each year at the Iowa State Fair, the Governor's Charity Steer Show draws crowds eager to see outstanding cattle and the young people who raise them. The event pairs youth exhibitors with the celebrities and other Iowa leaders, all in support of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Iowa. But beyond the fun and fundraising, it serves as a spotlight on the future of agriculture and the role young producers will play in keeping it strong. We'll hear more thoughts on this coming up next.
I'm Scott Shulley, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
This year, during the Charity Steer Show, NCBA President Buck Werbein stepped into the ring himself as one of the celebrity show participants, teaming up with exhibitor McLean Warren of New Sharon, Iowa, and her steer named Merlin. I had a chance to speak with Werbein right before the show started to get his thoughts.
Heard, of course, my whole life I've heard about the Iowa State Fair, what a great fair it is, but I was unfamiliar with this program and already very impressed with it. Showing with McLean and showing her steer Merlin, the wizard, and purebred Simmental, and I've already met him, look forward to working with him and her, and she's an example of what's all that's right coming up with young people in our business. I mean, she's knowledgeable and forthright, and I'm just really enjoying this and going to enjoy it.
Werbein says the dedication, responsibility, and passion these young cattlemen and women display are some of the qualities that will keep both cattle production and farming thriving in the years ahead.
This is so much more than the money raised for the charity. That's fabulous, and $6 million so far and all that. I mean, that's amazing. But when you look at it, not being from Iowa and representing cattle producers all over the country, it is a good way of showcasing what we're about and how cattle producers, what they think about their animals and so forth, for the people out there, our consumers and potential customers and so forth, to see that. So I'm really watching and learning, because this is something that would be cool to replicate around the country. And so very impressed, and it helps way more than just this charity, which is enough.
He adds that experiences like the Governor's Charity Steer Show can spark inspiration, especially for those who already have some knowledge of agriculture, which gives him confidence that capable leaders are ready to step in and carry the industry forward.
And things like this that get it in front of people, and especially people that know something already, and then they see this, that can inspire them a little bit. Sandy and I went with the Young Cattlemen's tour last year, and so there were like 70 young people on that, and seeing them and their knowledge and ability to express it and so forth, so they're so far ahead of where I was at that same age when I was on that same tour back in 93 or 94, whenever it was, and that was encouraging, and it feels good to see, yeah, there are people coming along behind us. It's not like, well, what's going to happen when we die off? So that's very encouraging.
You can find more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.